Okay, because the first ones that I ordered did not come with the hand mic, but these ones did, and they come with that stubby bullet antenna like you're talking about. And one of them came with a power or a programming cable. So I was like, wow, this is a crazy deal here. But I didn't get all that stuff in the first batch.
Roger, yep, programming cables in both of my radios. I got two programming cables as well also.
Okay, yeah, that's unbelievable. All right, well, I was just curious if I got a bonus pack here, but it sounds like they shipped them out the last batch with all this extra goodies in it. Good deal.
Sir, copy that, definitely. So you ordered the first batch for the $18.95 special or whatever it was, and then you said you ordered another batch, right? That was like 30-some dollars, is that correct?
No, I ordered one, which is a two-pack for $18.99, and it didn't come with the hand mic or the power. The three antennas came with the two antennas and no programming cable. So I ordered two more, or one more, which is a two-pack, and this just came today. It's been like 2.5 weeks or whatever since I ordered them, but they finally came today, and they have all, every that, you know, that we just said. So kind of a bonus, I guess.
Yes, sir, definitely. That's wonderful. That's awesome, man. Couldn't beat it, man. That definitely was a deal for sure. Now, last night, I think that was, there was a girl you were talking to, mobile or something or whatever. Was that your wife or your daughter or whatever that you were talking to?
Yeah, that was my daughter and my ex-wife, yep.
Copy that. So you even got them some radios, too, so they're up and running. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was the plan, pass them around to everybody. So we got people down in Lake Orion and Swartz Creek and Burton, all over the place.
Roger that, I hear you. Now, you're a ham operator, too. Now, you got any other family members that are ham operators as well, or just you?
Nope, nobody else in the family, but my mom, my late mom, she was a ham operator back in the 80s, and she was an extra. I didn't have any. That's crazy because I had no desire to get into ham radio back then. I was only 10 or 12 years old, but here I am. But, yeah, she was the first woman in Genesee County to get her extra license, and she was also the president of the local radio club here, so she was big, you know, into it, and I sold all her equipment after my father passed away, so now I'm buying it all back again.
Yeah, I hear you there, for sure, definitely. Yeah, it can be expensive, no doubt, for sure. WSDM 993 for radio identification. Well, that's cool, man. That's awesome. So you must be a technician, I assume, correct?